Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I think it's just me today.
So far, it's still early. I hope it's not just you today.
Randall
has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So we're taking up the introduction to the path of the just. I don't remember which section, so let me take a quick look at which section we stopped at so we can begin right after that. We'll be starting at paragraph 37 of the introduction. Shamihu Kuchabri Hu Ishkinte Bitkilu Urkimu Udkilu Kilu Urkimu Liakta Lashem Yudhe Bavave Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vaihino Amadunai Elohino Alena Maaseya Deno Kunane Alena Maaseya Deno Kunanehu Ha'ava she'yeh nikvanu kvar belev hadam ahava elav itbarach ad she'titaora nafsho la'asot nachat ruach lefanav kimo shilvo matorer la'asot Nahat Ruah Leaviv Lilamo Vitar Im Heser Zemitzdo Mitzado O Meacharim Vaichna Alze Vaishma Shemiya Rava Vyasoto Divar Mize. I didn't describe how to find the handout, but it's available on the Unique Astrological Times landing page, almost to the bottom. It's under the Musar section, and it's titled The Path of the Just, which is a very famous Sefer by Rabbi Luzzatto, the Ramchal, and it's essentially a book of Musar, a book of describing step by step how to cleanse yourself and how to improve yourself to become a righteous person. So we're in paragraph 37 of the introduction, and we're starting the English translation. Love, that one has implanted in his heart love of Hashem. Until his soul is moved to do what is pleasing to him, just like his heart is moved to do what is pleasing to his father and mother, he will be pained if he or others are lacking in this. He will be zealous for it and feels great joy in doing something of this. Loving our father and our mother is something we all can understand. Not all of us have achieved the level of loving our father and our mother at the highest level. And we haven't really discussed it in the introduction, but it will be discussed in the book itself. But we do need to understand this idea of zealous as opposed to jealous. Jealous is a negative quality. We can all understand that. We've all had experiences where we've become jealous of another person. But zealous is similar, but not the same. Zealous is a positive aspect. Zealous is a strong emotion causing you to strive for the effect of love. In the Torah, the word zealous is used describing Pinchas responding to Cosby and Zimri making or having sex in front of people. And the effect of Pinchas' zealousness was he's given the peace. He's connecting to the attribute of peace. To be zealous to love your mother and father, which ultimately will cause you to love Hashem. This is an emotion of strength. It's an emotion of constant awareness. It's an emotion that motivates you to actions. Jealousy may not motivate you to action. You could be jealous that somebody else has a mother or a father that you admire, but you can't make them your mother or father. But if you're zealous to love Hashem, if you're zealous to love your father or your mother, it will motivate you to do actions to have them, to please them. Now, paragraph 38. Shelamod ha'alehu shetihiyeh ha'avodah lifnav yitbarach v'tu hor har v'kot Akev Avna Behainu Litakalit Avodato Belevad Uwilau Lashum Paniya Ahirat. Wholeheartedness, that service before Hashem, the blessed Hashem, be with purity of motive, namely for the sake of his service alone, and not for any other motive. What this is describing, this energy of wholeheartedness, means that whatever you're doing, it's for to give pleasure to Hashem. Many of us strive to do that. Many of us fail. But we cannot stop striving to give pleasure to Hashem through our actions. What are our actions? Where does Hashem accept pleasure from us? From doing a mitzvah. Loving your mother and father is doing a mitzvah. Paragraph 39. Winakal al duze shehiye shelem v'yavoda v'lo kaposa al sheti hasa'afin o ka'ose mitzvat anashim milo madi ela shehiye kol levo naton laze. This also includes that one be wholeheartedly devoted in his service, and not like one wavering between the two sides, or like one doing out of habitual rote. Rather, that his whole heart be devoted to this. This paragraph is explaining to us that we need to be motivated to do an action. And when we do that action, we do it with our head, we do it with our heart, we do it with our hands, we do it with our feet, we do it with our sexual organ, we do it with every component of our body. That's what it means to be wholeheartedly doing a mitzvah. It's not something you do by rote. It's not something that you do because it's a habit. It's not something that you do that you know it's a good thing to do, so you do it. It's something that you motivate yourself to do it with all of your being. Paragraph 40. Shemirat kol hamitzvot kemishma'o dehinu shemirat kol hamitzvot kalan bekol dikdonikihen v'nat v'tanahihen. Observing all the mitzvot, as the words indicate, namely to observe all of the mitzvot in their entirety, in all their detailed rules and conditions. If you don't know all the rules and conditions, you can't do the mitzvah properly. But the intention is to know all of them. Rules and conditions. And then do the mitzvah with that consciousness of with every part of your body. Because when you understand many of the laws, many of the mitzvot, many of the rules and conditions, you'll find that those rules and conditions are to bring all of your essence to the action of the mitzvah. Paragraph 41. Wehina kohela kalalim tsarikim pirush gadol matzati v'hachmenu zal shekalu achilkim ha'ela beseder v'chelok echar yoter parte ma'uma soder l'fi ha'chadarga umitztaraket v'hem l'kanototam al nachon v'hu she'amru v'ariyat ha'oviyah u'makomot shonayim v'shin samech v'echad mehem v'aparik lifnei adihen zelishono Behold, all of these general principles require a lengthy explanation. I have found that our sages of blessed memory have encompassed all of these divisions of the divine service in different words arranged according to the order of steps needed to properly acquire them. It was taught in the Braita and cited in several places in the Talmud. One of these is in the chapter before their festivals, which is the section Avodah Zarah. You shall guard yourself from everything evil. This is a verse from Devarim. What Rabbi Luzzatto is saying right here is that when you go to study all of the conditions and rules of a mitzvah, that you need to recognize why each rule, right, why each condition is established and how it relates to the various parts of the body. Sorry, but my computer jumped. I got to get back to section 43. Ma kone mor Ravi Pinchas ben Yair. From this point forward, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair derived. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair is the father-in-law of Rabbi Shimon. He's one of the 10 people that speak from the Zohar. Torah meviah libi zechirot. Torah brings to watchfulness. Zechirot mevi alidi zirizot. Watchfulness brings to zeal. We will be discussing each of these words in detail in the various chapters. This is what the path of the just, what the Mesilat Yesharim is actually teaching, how to go step by step. in arriving at being a righteous person. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was basically giving the steps in these paragraphs. Zerizot mevi ali dinikiot. Zeal brings to cleanliness. Nikiot mevi ali di parishot. Cleanliness brings to separation. Parishot mevi ali di tahera. Separation brings to purity. Tahara mevi ali di hasidut. Purity brings to piety. Hasidot mevi ali di ano. Piety brings to humility. Do you think humility is the highest form of righteousness? Ano mevi ali di yeriat echeta. Humility brings to the fear of sin. Yirat chet mevi ali di kadosha. The fear of sin brings you to holiness. Yidusha mevi ali di ruach hakodesh. Holiness brings you to the Holy Spirit. Ruach hakodesh mevi ali di tehit hamatim. And the Holy Spirit brings you to the revival of the dead. And this is the fourth paragraph. I don't mean the fourth, I mean the 54th paragraph of the introduction, which jumped away from me, so I'm getting back to it. Vahena alfi habrita azor hasakama lehavor haburi zelale amed leatsami uhazakir leacharim teme havoda ashilma lemidrigo. We avir the call echad mehem anenu lechalkiv al partiv haderet lekanoroto umahem masidav vehadarif lesimar behem. Kiehra, lo ani wekol mi shemitzi bo nechati. Nachat lema'an nilmad iliria et Hashem elkino. Velo teshka me'mainu. Lovatinu Lifna ve Asher Hamoriat Atava Mishtadal Lehasir Malvano Akira Vehahiset Vehasis Takalod Yaale Alze Karonanu Viarenu El Hamitzvah. Aleinu. On the basis of this baraita, I have undertaken to compose this work, to teach myself and to remind others the conditions of perfect service according to their proper levels. I will clarify the nature of each one of them, its divisions and details, the way to acquire it, its detrimental factors, and the way to guard against them, so that I and whoever else finds it pleasing may read it in order to learn to fear Hashem, our God, and not forget our duty to Him. What the natural physicality exerts itself to remove from our hearts, the reading and reflecting will remind us and awaken us to that which we have been commanded. Hashem yihye b'kasilno v'shamor regalanu milkad v'tatakim v'no b'kashet v'keshet hamashorer ha'ahuv la'alkiv horani Hashem derake Achalech v'yemati Yachad levavi Lira shemecha Amen Ken yehi ratzon. May Hashem be our trust and keep our feet from stumbling. And may there be fulfilled in us the request of the psalmist, beloved of his God, teach me your ways, Hashem. I shall walk in your truth. Make one my heart to fear your name. That is the end of the introduction. We will now begin to read chapter 1, and I think we will probably have time to read chapter 1. And you'll notice that the paragraph numbering has starting over. But as a general understanding of the introduction, Rabbi Luzzatto is saying, what Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair taught, these different levels, I believe there are 14 of them. It's been a while since I've read them. These different levels that he taught, Rabbi Luzzatto took each one of those and expanded them into a chapter. And he covered all of the aspects of that character trait. So chapter 1, paragraph 1. Yisod ha-chasidut v'sharesh v'avoda ha-tamima u'shti barer v'yati emet v'etzel ha-adam ma'chovato v'olamno ulmazarich shishayim mevitu magamito b'kol asher huemel kol yemei chayim. The foundation of piety and the root of perfect service of Hashem is for a man to clarify and come to realize as truth what is his obligation in this world, and to what he needs to direct his gaze and his aspiration in all that he toils all the days of his life. So piety is coming to realize why we are here. Why were you born? What is our purpose? Paragraph 2. Wehine ma shehoro no hachminu zakaronim livraka hu shehadam lao nivaro ela lehitaneg itoneg al Hashem ulchanod haziv Shekinto Shezahu Ata Anog Haemati Vehaidon Hagadol Mikol Hadunim Shekolim Lehamitza Umakom Haadun Hazebiemet Uhaolam Abba ki hu hanagwara bo behachma bo kanal hamitztaroiket ledavar hazeh. Behold, what our sages of blessed memory have taught us is that man was created solely to delight in Hashem and to derive pleasure in the radiance of the Shekhinah. For this is the true delight and the greatest pleasure that can possibly exist. The place of this pleasure is in truth in Olam Haba, the world that is coming, for it was created expressly for this purpose. Olam Haba was created for man to delve into pleasures. That's an amazing statement. We need to understand it in greater detail. Paragraph 3. Achaderech kedei lehagia El machos ha'tzanu zehu zeh ha'olam v'hu ma she'amru zikaronim livarika ha'olam hazeh duma lifroza ador v'fine ha'olam haba. But the path to arrive at the desired haven of ours is this world. And this is what our sages of blessed memory said. This world is like a corridor before the world that is coming. You cannot get to the world that is coming without being involved in this world. That's what we're being taught. We must be here. But as long as we must be here, we're dealing with the concept of, I've used this word many times this week, it'll come to me. What we said earlier in the classes about how Hashem hardened Pharaoh's heart because Paro was being not manipulated, but being distressed by what was happening in his world. And that took him away from balance. It took him away from free will. I can't remember the word, but it will occur to me, and I will remember it, hopefully in this class. we have to be in this world, which is a form of coercion. That's the word I'm looking for. Because we have to be in this world to get to Olam Haba, to get to that place of many pleasures, this world is a world of coercion. Because I have to be here. That's coercive. It's not a choice I make to be here. Verse 4. V'ha'im tzayim amigim et ha'adam letakalit ha'zehem heim hamtzavit asher tzono aleihu en ha'el yitbarich shemo. Umakom asita amitvad hu rak ha'olam hazeh al kein hoshem ha'adam bazeh ha'olam betachala kedei she'al yedi ha'emtzayim ha'ela amazeh damanim. Lo ken yokal hagia el hamakom asher hoken lo shehu haolam habar la ruot shem hatov asher kana lo al yedi hamtzayim ela vehu she'amru zikaronim levarika hayom la'asod u'mechar lekabel shekari. The means that lead a person to this goal are the mitzvot, which the blessed Hashem commanded us to us. The place of the performance of these mitzvot is only in this world. Therefore, man was first placed in this world so that through these means prepared for him here, he will be able to reach the place prepared for him, namely the world that is coming. There to be sated with the good which he acquired through these means. And this is what our sages of blessed memory said, today to do them, and tomorrow to receive their reward. The paragraph is clear. We're placed in this world to do mitzvot. Through the mitzvot, we earn the world that is coming. We earn the pleasures of the world that is coming. And yet, because I didn't choose to be here, it's a world of coercion. And that is a paradox. Because we want the pleasures, but we don't want to go through the work. Paragraph 5. Bikashti satek yal had badavar teria ki hashalamot haemati urat hadavikot lo yitavarit wehu ma shehaya David hamelech omer liya Oti me atashem ota avakesh shevati bebet hashem kol yomi hashem wigomer hirak zeh hu hatov wikol zolet zo shechishev otav bohu b'nei ha'adam l'tov v'eino ela ha'avav v'shawa nata'a. When you look further into the matter, you will see that true perfection lies only in clinging to Hashem. This is what King David said, "But as for me, closeness to Hashem is my good. And one thing I asked from Hashem, that I seek, that I may dwell in Hashem's house all the days of my life, to gaze on the pleasantness of Hashem. For only this is the good, while anything besides this that people consider good is really emptiness and mistaken worthlessness." There's a lot in this paragraph that needs to be unpacked. And we will not be able to finish as I thought we would. So let us start to unpack paragraph 6. The goal is to earn the reward that will come to you from doing good deeds in this world. The reward that comes to in Olam Haba. So the goal is to receive goodness. But to attain this goodness, we must exert ourselves strenuously to acquire the goodness, to earn the merit for the goodness. And this causes us to cling to Hashem. But clinging is not really a good translation. I'm not sure which Hebrew word is used. But clinging to Hashem is better to be described as cleaving to Hashem. But what does it mean to cleave to Hashem? I cannot get to the inside of God. I cannot get to the inside of Hashem. That's what I really desire, to be within Hashem. So I cleave to the outer exterior of Hashem as the next best thing. That's what's being said here. We cleave to Hashem through the consequences of doing the mitzvot. Let's look at paragraph 7. Wahine Shemo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeAdam HaMakom HaSharivim Bo kim oto mi manu it barach behem hem atavit achim riot asher im yimashicha lacharichen heina umetarachok veholech min hatov habitai. The Holy One, blessed be He, has put man in a place where the factors which distance him from Hashem, the blessed Hashem, are numerous. These are the physical lusts, which if he is drawn after them, behold, he draws away and goes even further from the true good. Hashem has put us in this physical place and told us the physical pleasures are there for you. And the spiritual pleasures are there for you. So go acquire them. Go pick them. Go deal with them. And when we do so, we find that those pleasures disappear. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? I bid shalom gadol to each and every one of you. Have a beautiful day. And take this material to heart. Shalom.
Hey, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.